Today, liturgy presents us with two controversial situations. First one in the Gospel, we see that many disciples give up on Jesus because his saying is hard. Eat my body, drink my blood, he says, I am the bread for eternal life. They cannot accept it, so many leave. And the second controversial situations come from the letter of St. Paul to Ephesians, where we hear, wives, be subordinate to your husbands in everything. Yes, wives, be subordinate to your husbands as Christ is subordinate to the church. I think often we don't really grasp what St. Paul is trying to tell us. Because we cannot just take literally his words. He speaks about marriage, the relation between husband and wife, in comparison to the relation between church and Jesus Christ. So the accent is not really on how wives should be obedient to husbands, how they're supposed to do everything they want them to do, and just be their own property. No. This was the old understanding of the marriage in the Old Testament. Paul is very radical because what he's saying, it's really revolutionary. Because he puts the accent on the husband's role. Why? Because of what he says, that as Christ loved the church, so husbands loves your wives. And what does it mean? Christ resigned and gave away many privileges of being God. He came down to earth, became one of us. He suffered, he was hungry, he died for us because of love for us. In that same way, husbands are challenged and called to love their wives, to love their families, with sacrificial love, with giving away the privileges we want to have. And it is a good occasion to ask ourselves, dear husbands, what of my habits, privileges I have are really bothering my wife, and I don't really care about that, because I deserve it. Like, you may leave your socks on the floor every day, and it may really make her mad, but it is how do I do it? Or you like to watch TV and she is just unhappy because you don't have enough, she doesn't have enough time to talk to you, or you don't have enough time to listen to her. Or you look on other women when you walk together and she just hates it. It doesn't bother you because it is how you behave. And many other examples. The point is that Jesus gave away a lot for us because of love for us. And now you, dear husbands, are called to that same way. As Christ loved the church, you are called to love that same way your wives, your families. And this is a very controversial teaching of St. Paul, because for the time he wrote the letter, wives were really property of husbands. And what he was saying is like, guys, we need to change it. Because of Christ died for us, we need to change everything. A man could say, whoa, I'm living. This is way too much. I cannot love my wife with such way. But you can. This is why God gave us Holy Spirit and his body and blood to give us strength, to give us his life. So we can die to ourselves. As I, priest, I'm called to die to myself for you, my people, for the church. So you are called to die to yourself and love your wives, your marriages, your families with such love. On this occasion, I was thinking about ancient practice of fasting, giving something up. I discerned a few days ago, seeing how many of my friends are struggling in marriages, difficult relationships, and many other problems. Yeah, I pray for them every day. many different ways. I saw that there is need for something more, to fast for them, to offer some sacrifice for my friends who have those different troubles. And I would like also encourage you, dear husbands, maybe to think, consider fasting for your wives. Fasting, give something away. Doesn't have to be just fasting on bread and water every day. No, you need to have strength for hard work every day. Fast from something that is just pleasure, that you can live without it, but it will be challenging to give it away for 40 days, 1 month, 2 weeks, just to give it up to God. So through this discipline, God may help you to love better your wife, understand her more, see more her needs, and learn after Christ how to imitate Him in His love towards us and you towards your wife. It will bring a lot of blessings. I encourage you to do it and follow words of St. Paul. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.